This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about a boogie woogie, and I'm going to play one.
I'm Steve Vinson.
I'm Paul Schultz.
And this is the Don't Panic Radio Show. Sit back, relax, and ignore the news. Nothing you're about to hear is true.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you for joining us this week.
And every week.
Yeah, and every week. Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready for Christmas?
not even a little.
You know what? I don't tend to think about the end of the year coming until after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas happens, and then suddenly I go into a panic.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get anything done in 2018, I'm basically out of time at that point.
I read an interesting joke that was said something like, just to put 2018 in perspective, Black Panther came out this year. That's how long this year has been going on.
First of all, before I get too far, I don't want to interrupt later, but you will notice, and I don't want you to be shocked, you will notice if you see me drinking a beer, you will see me drinking this.
Did a hobo give those to you?
It's a Bud Light. No, I'll tell you what happened. My daughter had, you know, her basketball season ended. And they came in second in the region amongst 7th and 8th grade Catholic girls basketball teams.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a pretty big deal. But that neither here nor there. Every year at the end of the season, the coach has an end of season party.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I thought I would do the right thing and bring something.
This year, he decides to do the right thing.
So I said, I'll bring some beer. She's like, that sounds pretty good. I was like, do I need to...
Hold on.
Is that 130,000-year-old Mastodon? You calling your house now. So you know, I did not just sing my own rendition of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, man. If you did, it's opening the show.
What the baby in the cold, and it's cold outside, and I got to put the roofie in the drink because it's cold outside, and I don't give a damn what your parents think.
You and the missus should do that, but reverse the roles.
So anyway, we go to this, so I'm like, I'll bring beer. So how much beer do you bring, right? How do you ever know how much of anything to bring to anything? I never know.
Right.
I have stuff in my house. I don't know how much.
Hey, I always bring 100% to whatever it is I'm doing. I always know to bring that.
Really? 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 I bring 110%.
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing with your 100%.
You're a little bit younger than me, so you
and I
you
get more there. Energy. I try to arrive as soon as possible, if not sooner.
What are you, Marty McFly? How do you do that?
So I'm like trying to figure out how much beer to bring, right? And I thought, because you never know. Like, do you bring enough for yourself? Was anybody else bringing beer? I don't know. So I thought maybe a case and a half will be enough. And then I don't really know these people. So I'm like, I don't know what to get. So I gotta fill a range, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got Dragonfly IPA. I got Yingling American Lager.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some Bud Light, just in case there's some, you know, people that drink. It's Central Indiana. What are you going to do, right?
You would think Bud Light would be the safe choice.
Bud Light is the biggest selling beer in the United States of America, right? Their advertisements say, We make beer for a lot of people. We don't care about individuals. So anyway, I bought a case and a half. Mm-hmm. And I took it, and there were three beer drinkers. One was the host, so of course he had some beer. Another was a guy that brought a six-pack of Miller Lite, and there was me. So I brought a case and a half of beer for me.
You sat down and you're like, what did you guys bring?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking?
What are you guys drinking? So, you know, I did what I always do. I bought too much and I brought it home and I stocked all my refrigerators with it. It's like, hey. I might need to bring a bottle of whiskey to the next party.
Better make it two.
Maybe a case. All right, so just so we don't interrupt the show too much, you may see me drinking a Bud Light here in a few minutes.
Speaking of Bud Light, yesterday, I come walking through the house, and I got this can of beer in my hands, and she's like, what do you do drinking a tall boy? Because it was a big old can of Bud Light. What had happened was one of my gamers had brought some, and I accidentally drank his beer, so I have to
let him. It's part of the price of admission.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm going to drink this Bud Light, and when I'm done with it, it'll be missed.
Change the channel, Marge.
All right, so here's something I've been thinking about, and it is that something we've talked about on Facebook Messenger, which is we need a director of audience development.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we know the tactics that one can use to grow the audience. Mm-hmm. But neither one of us has the energy, time, or expertise to actually carry it out.
Yes.
And so we are going to be trying to figure out a way to find somebody that can do that. So in other words, we'll just announce it right here. The Don't Panic Radio Show is going to be taking on a third partner.
Mm-hmm.
This third partner may be on the show. It's not that they have to be silent, but their role isn't necessarily to be on the show. Their role is to get more people to listen.
Right.
And we had talked about, well, maybe one of our listeners could be that person. And I thought, well, if one of our listeners wanted to be that person, they would already be that person. Right.
Right. Right.
I mean, they'd already be out there doing the things that it takes to grow the show. And then it occurred to me, well, maybe not. I mean, we haven't specifically asked anybody to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We have said, hey, share with your friends, you know, that kind of thing. But, hey, share with your friends is a little different than, hey, if this show grows to the point where we start making money, we'll share the money with you.
Right, right.
If you're the one that caused it to grow. So I guess what I'm saying is what I really think we need. So I'll say it two different ways. So first way I'll say it is what I really think we need is somebody who wants to make a living growing audiences.
Right.
Right. Somebody who's out there going, hey, I love podcasts. And I love social media. I love YouTubing. I love all this stuff. And I want to be in marketing and I want to be in new media growth. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a show to do that with, you know, or maybe I do, but I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy the audience growth part a lot, and mm-hmm. I've done it, and now I want to do it for somebody else, right? That's who we need.
Right.
And we got to figure out how to find that person. And that person also has to listen to the show and go, yeah, that's a pretty good show. That really would appeal to a pretty wide audience,
mm-hmm.
people that don't know you guys. The other thing I'll say is, and I'll just be honest, we're nothing if not honest. Right.
A little too honest at times.
Paul said, hey, maybe we should just put an open invitation out to our listeners and say, hey, does anybody want to do this? And my answer was, I don't think that person's in our audience right now. Because when I think about who our listeners are, I don't think any of our listeners are that person. And I said that, and I'll own it.
You know, it might not even be them, one of them per se, but it might be somebody who goes, wait a minute, I know somebody who does that kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Good point. You know, it could be by, you know, like that even.
So this fits right in with something I've been thinking a lot about over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows we've said it on this show and it's been written about and people are saying it. the economy, the way work works is changing. All right. But not enough people have figured that out yet. So the way people think is, oh, well, you have a list of tasks you want somebody to do, right? You want them to go on Facebook groups and Instagram groups and Reddit and all that stuff, and you want them to promote your show for you. And so you should pay them to do that. And so you give them this list of tasks that you write down in a Microsoft Word document, and everybody will sign it, and it'll say, if you go do this list of tasks for me, then I will pay you this much money per month of you doing those tasks for me, right?
Right.
And I, as the person paying the money and writing down the contract, you know, and doing the hiring, I'm taking the ownership that those tasks are worth that amount of money. Because I'm going, well, if you do those tasks, it'll be worth $1,000 a month to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how work used to work, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You go up to the factory. You go, you doing any hiring? Yeah, we're doing some hiring. You go turn those screws and tighten those bolts, and that's worth $15 an hour to us, right? You have no idea what turning those screws and tightening those bolts ultimately does, right? How does that connect to anything? Mm-hmm. But the man with chomping on the cigar, sitting up in the office, he knows that it's worth $15 an hour to him, because eventually a widget will be put together, a car will roll off the end of the assembly line that he can sell for X number of dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in a world now where I go, you know, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to promote the show, and I don't know how to grow the audience, right? I know how to come on here week after week and put together some kind of show with you. You know how to make the show sound good and feel good. And you know how to react to my shit and tell your stories. And somehow we put together 4 years worth of show.
Mm-hmm.
This is our, by the way, this is our midlife crisis. It's our mid-show crisis. We're like, yeah, this show will probably last about 8 years. We're at 4 years. Okay. No. So we know how to put together a show,
mm-hmm.
right? And I like to believe it's a good show. That a lot of people would like. Not 7.5 billion people, but some small percentage of that 7.5 billion would love this show if they knew about it, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's what we know how to do. There's somebody that knows how to go out and find that audience, right?
Right.
If they're as confident in their ability to find an audience as we are in our ability to put a show together, then they should come on and say, you know what? I know there's money somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to pay me X dollars to do that list of tasks that you're going to put right down in the Microsoft Word document, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know if I do those tasks, I'll get you 100 listeners 3 months from now, 6 months from now. I'll get you 1,000 listeners a year from now. You have 4 years worth of content, a year and a half worth of good content. So we'll just delete the first 2.5-3 years, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
We said that in the beginning. We said if it takes us 5 years to come up with a year's worth of good content, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So they'll say, look, I can take this show. It's sort of like, all right, here's what it's like. Here's an analogy. It's that guy and all those biopics about bands, mm-hmm. right? The guy shows up at the Doors concert and he pulls Jim Morrison aside and he's like, hey, man, I can turn you into a star. You don't need the rest of the band. You just need you. I just need you. And he's like, no, man, the rest of the band comes with me. And he's like, okay, that's fine. We're like that, except we don't have to have that awkward conversation because the guy is going to want both of us. So where is that guy? Yeah. Jim Morrison and the Doors didn't go out and find a guy and say, you do this list of activities, we'll pay you this money. No, this guy was like, I can take this band and I can turn them into something. And I know there's money at the end of that rainbow, right? That's who we're looking for. And if it's you or if it's somebody you know, bring it.
I think we've officially started the show.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. I'm Steve Vincent. That's Paul Schultz. And nothing you're about to hear is makes any freaking sense whatsoever.
What a time.
About a year or 2 years ago, I posted a thing on Podcast Indie, which is a local Facebook group that is meant to support other podcasters and in each other, right? Which they do an okay job, and they're working on getting better, and God bless them. The guy that runs it, the main guy, Brad Shoemaker, is, I mean, he's salt of the earth. He's one of those really generous people. Like, you know, we talked about Jim McClain. Brad Shoemaker is one of those really generous people that just wants to help, right? And so he's struggling a little bit with what to do with the group to make it help. But, you know, I've gotten a few good tips out of it. And one of them was a year or so ago, I just said, you know what? I would be happy with 100 listeners. I don't need a million. A million would be awesome, right? I'm not trying to tell the universe not to give me a million. I'd take a million. But 100 would be great. A couple of hundred. And then, you know, the 9 or 10 we have are pretty dedicated, and they're like rabid fans. And we love each and every one of them. And I'll name every name right now if it wouldn't like get me out of the zone. But the thing that I was saying is, how do you get to that next level? Like, okay, we got 10 people that love us. How do we get to 100, you know? And so they had a whole list of things, and it was like, oh my God, this is solid gold. And then a year, 2 years goes by, and I'm like, well, I'm not doing it. Why am I not doing it? Well, you said it best. We're pretty tapped out. We got 2 shows going, full-time jobs, you know, kids, you're a single dad. I'm a dad. and then it just hit us a week or so ago. It's like, those are the right things to do. We're probably not the right people to do them.
Right. Well, that happens so much in the entertainment industry that, you know, you have the entertainer, but the entertainer has no idea how to reach an audience. And then, like we said earlier, the shifty, sly promotion agent comes along and basically takes over. So it happens so much. It happens so much in entertainment. We're not unusual in that regard.
If that guy in that plaid suit shows up and pulls you aside and says, you don't need him. What the people really want is you. If he shows up, says that to you, I mean, we've been friends a long time. And I think you would do this, and I don't want you to get the impression that I would doubt you for a second. Right. But I just want to say, just so everybody can hear it, I really, really hope you would take his deal, make the money, and then later on we could collaborate on something else. Right. But don't fucking ruin the deal just because you think you got to bring me along. I mean, the guy approached you. Right. If I was Jim Morrison, or if I was one of the band, I'd be like, Jim Morrison, take the deal, man. Don't worry about us. You go get rich, right? You go get rich, you go get famous, and then we'll work on something together later. But don't ruin the thing by trying to drag us along with you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's got to make it.
we're all used up. So
somebody's got to make it. You go make it. We'll go get jobs or something, right? For a minute, for a couple of years. You go get famous, and then we'll know somebody famous.
If rockumentaries and biopics have taught me anything, the band gets back together in the end anyway.
So eventually.
Whether the lead singer, you know, is no longer with us or not, they still do.
We could be the This Is Spinal Tap of podcasts.
Well, as long as we're not like the Buddy Holly and the Crickets of podcasts, that would be.
Or I don't want to turn out to be the fifth Beatle.
That's right, or the Leonard Skinner of podcasts. For so many reasons.
Right.
Least of all, they're all dead.
I think that's about all I have to say about that. I was thinking about being in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
being in the zone is not always good. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I guess it is. I guess it's always good. So I got in the zone at work the other day, mm-hmm. and I think another guy was in the zone. And our
is that
zone's
what you guys call the restroom?
Our zone, yeah. That's right. Our zones kind of collided a little bit.
He's like, we were both in the zone, and I was like, dude, spare a square?
You stay in your zone. No, I was like, he was busy talking while I was trying to interrupt. And I was like, nothing worse than somebody talking when I'm trying to interrupt.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
All right. That's neither here nor there. But with 12 days left in the year, long-time listeners know what that means. And if I'm doing my math correctly, I think this could possibly be, everything gets busy toward the end of the year.
Yeah.
And so this could be the last regular episode of the year. And you're like, you may not agree with me.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure you're correct.
I was thinking about the math. Because here's what ends up happening, right? This episode will come out. We may be able to record another one and have another one come out near Christmas. Mm-hmm. But what we normally do is I come up north for Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is my family. And we frequently will get together and have a big live Christmas blowout.
Which is primarily for the fans. We really, it's our hey guys episode for the fans.
Hey guys.
You know, they can directly interact with us as it's live, you know.
So, if anyone has any suggestions for what we do during our live show, I mean, everyone knows that we love doing these live shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our last live show, when was that? When we did the Will It Cornbread, Will It Beer?
That was in October, like mid-October or something like that.
That's what I was thinking, but why were we together?
Because we went to the convention, met Tony Isabella,
came back,
did a show.
Oh, it was the Tony Isabella after party.
Yes.
All right. Because I got to thinking, didn't we just do a live show? Probably for our birthday. Wait, our birthday was like
forever. And I was at your house for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, with MP. So this is how long 2018 is. That episode we did with MP, that was our birthday in 2018.
I don't think Black Panther was out yet.
First of all, we all know I love Uncle Carl, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's well understood.
Who doesn't?
The kids like me to tell this story, so every once in a while I'll tell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, Uncle Carl and I were out together, and he's like, hey, you mind going over to the White Castle? And I'm like, I like White Castle. That's fine. Let's go to White Castle. You want some White Castle? We'll get some White Castle. Love me some White Castle. He's like, yeah, well, I want to get some High C. I was like, okay, well, we'll go to White Castle, and then we'll go over to like a Kroger, something like that, get some High C. He's like, no. I want to get some High C at White Castle. I was like, that's cool. I didn't know they had high C. That's great. You get whatever drink you want. I mean, I'll go to the drive thru. You order whatever you want. We'll pay for it. He's like, I'm in a gallon of high C. I was like, okay, get a gallon of high C. I don't care. Whatever that means. Whatever, you know, we'll pull up. I'm going to be Gabriel Iglesias for a second. So I go over to White Castle. I pull up to the drive-thru, and I'm like, okay, what size, what do you want? So it's like an 8-pack, whatever they call it, like a Crave sack or whatever it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the Crave sack, yeah.
I was like, in a high C, I was like, what size high C you want? He's like, a gallon. I go, seriously now, I'm at the speaker right now, and they're waiting for me, and it's already hard to hear them. And they're sitting there waiting for me to order. Give me what size high C do you want? He's like, gallon. I was like, How many is in a gallon? How many cups out of? He's like, no.
You want a order drink carrier?
A gallon of high C. And he's like, and I'm arguing with Carl. I'm like, just tell me the size. She's sitting. It's like, feels like when I'm with my kids, because my kids are horrible at ordering.
Yeah.
We pull up to the damn drive through, and it's like, we stopped going to the drive through. We go inside because we're sitting there at the drive through, and they cannot. And they're like all yelling from the back seat. And I just want to just like, everybody just calm down for a second. Let's get this straight. We've been talking about this for an hour since we decided to go to the drive-through, and now you guys are changing your mind and all that stuff. Well, I didn't see the menu. I didn't know they had that. And it's like, they'll order a bacon cheeseburger, and they'll say, what do you want on it? And the kids will say, bacon, cheese.
And cheese.
And I'm like, no, it comes with bacon and cheese. And I'll be, what do you want on it? And they'll be like, pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard. And I'll be like, okay, bacon cheeseburger, pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard. And they'll go, just pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard, that's all? And I'll be like, yeah, just pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard for the back seat. No, bacon, too. I was like, no, it comes with bacon. And I was like, you sure? They didn't say bacon. They just said pickles, mayonnaise. I'm like, what do you think? You're getting a bun with pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard on it? No, it's going to have the cheese anyway. So like, Carl, just tell me what size you want.
I don't know who invented the drive-thru, but I know who didn't invent the drive-thru, and that's a dad.
Right?
A dad did not invent the drive-thru.
So anyway, while I'm arguing with Carl over what size he wants, I hear out of my left ear, I hear,
okay, so that'll be a gallon of high C and a Crave pack.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that'll be $8.94. Pull around to the first window.
So I pull around, I pay my money, and they hand me a gallon jug of high C. Carl just looks at me like, I told you. Well, while we're driving home, I'm like, why do you want all this high C? I don't drink high C. I haven't had high C. We used to drink high C when I was a kid.
Mm.
When we had a little extra money. You know, we'd buy it in that can. We had to like poke a hole in one side, and then had to poke the hole in the other side so it'd pour out okay and not slug or whatever. When my dad would win like the check pool, or like if he had a good week gambling on a football game or something, get us a can of high C.
Them check pools kept us in shoes, man, growing up. I'm telling you what, I just want to know how he knew you could get a gallon of anything anywhere.
My kids asked the same question. I don't have the answer. So that was the last live show. I mean, no, that was the second to last live show when we had MP here at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last live show was Will It Beer, which I thought was an excellent episode.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
It was brilliant. So now either the next show or the two shows from now will be the live Christmas episode. And so the year end, you call it Christmas, you call it Hanukkah, you call it
Kwanzaa,
end of year, whatever you want to call it, we'll be together. It'll be live. All right, so stay tuned. We don't know what day it'll be yet, but it will not be December 28th. That's Paul's son's birthday.
That's right.
I don't work on December 28th.
I was hoping you'd go there.
Which is funny, because my daughter's birthday is on January 8th, and I do not work on January 8th, because that's the king's birthday.
December 28th was also Stan Lee's birthday, so we do a whole big thing. So we're going to be in our Marvel shirts, watching Marvel movies, eating pizza. That's what we're doing.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You sure you don't want to live broadcast that?
I'll ask him. He liked being on, even though he was quiet. He liked being on the set for the last live one we did.
All right, well, that's probably enough of that. This is one of those old style shows, you know,
it's the tweener in the truest sense of the word.
That's right. It's about time we put together a true tweener.
That's right, because we were like, well, we're in the tweener season now, so we're just gonna kind of do what we can, but we've produced like really good content during like the tweener season, not sweeps week, but the tweener season.
Tweener so. Week, and that's so unlike us. So yeah. It feels good to be back.
Yeah, go back a year if you don't believe us.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, in that case, thank you for joining me this week, Paul.
Yeah, anytime.
It's been a pleasure. And for Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinci. Nothing you just heard, not just heard, is true. Just heard.
And the dog ate the part we didn't want.
That's what we keep inside our minds. That's what we keep inside our minds. Sometimes, Mouse, you think you know people, and then you don't. Then you wonder, have I met them before? But it doesn't matter. You're just information. That's what we keep inside our heads.